read a little bit. Got a little scripture on the heart over in John. Ain't been that long ago, probably preached from some of this even. Seems like the Lord's been taking us back through some things. He'd preached before on a few different things, but that's all right. In the 11th chapter of the book of John, just a couple of thoughts here. This scripture seemed like last night the Lord just wouldn't get it off my heart, and I woke up this morning and just kept a bearing with me. And thought maybe we was going to preach from it this morning, but the Lord never turned us loose with it. But I want to read right here in the 11th chapter. Really, this one verse is for what really the Lord started stirring us, but we want to read maybe a couple of verses here to go along with it. But the 35th verse where it said, Jesus wept. The Lord just kept bearing that on my heart there last night and this morning, but I want to read a couple of verses here that goes along with it. It said, back up back to the 32nd verse, said, Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. And I'll stop right there in that. And you think on this a little bit. Like I say, as the Lord kept dealing with me, and I got to just... And I think this is important to do this in your life. The Lord just even brings the scripture to your heart. Brings it to your mind. Just take a minute and meditate on it. Just stop for just a little while. We're going to think it on that. And you know, this is one of the shortest verses, the shortest verse in the Bible. You know, and what an impact and what a meaning in those two little words. I got to thinking on that just a little bit, and I'll try to take my time and just mind the Lord. But I got to thinking about that just a little bit there. I thought when he got to them there, the Bible said there in that 33rd verse, he said, And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Now, I thought just a little on that right there. You know, I got to thinking about how we get burdened down and we get our lost people, we get our church on our mind, we get all of our objects on our mind, we get all these different things. And I thought about this just a little bit in my life. I ain't going to point no fingers at you. I've got plenty right here to point at. But I got to thinking just a little bit in that. I thought, how long since I've troubled the Lord? How long since I've got down to business enough to where I was so concerned as Mary was here with the loss of her brother? How long since I've seen my people in the tomb? How long since I've seen them down there? And how long since the Lord found me weeping and it grieved him to his soul and it grieved him enough to trouble him? How long has it been since I've wept for my people like Christ wept for us? You know what that word weep means? It means to express sorrow, grief, or anguish by outcry. And you know, when you express something, you look at it, and that means to show or make known. How many times we come in to the house of God, and we may have our object, we may mention it, we may do this thing, but how many times have we been in anguish? How many times have we been in sorrow? How many times have we hit our knees on behalf of our lost people, pouring out every bit of our soul, every bit of our pain on behalf of somebody going to hell?
We're just going about.
Just going through the motion so many times.
Amen. When's the last time that we wept, David? Since we truly wept in sorrow and anguish with an outcry, the way that we got a hold of Jesus and troubled Him. Well, it hurts that Mary couldn't do that. That's already been proved because Lazarus had died. But I'm going to tell you what. She had been crying on behalf of one to the right source. She had been weeping. Hey, them other Jews was weeping because Mary was weeping. They wept for her loss. No, you don't want to know what it's my job to do. Bear your burden. Hey, if he's weeping for his loss, let me weep with him. Lazarus wasn't ever one of her brothers. They loved Mary and Martha. They loved Lazarus. Save their soul. I can't heal them. But I'm going to tell you what, I trouble one thing. That's how long was it that when he shows up, he's got the remedy for what failed him. I promise you, church, I'll share this. And Briscoe was the very one to go into the room and find that youngin. I've said right there, he's wept on my shoulder. I've helped him bear his grief. I've helped him bear his burden. And through the years, he helped me bear mine. Why? Because we've got the Spirit of God down in here.
the Word of God say? He said, your brother hath made you shut up your bowels with compassion. How dwelleth the love of God in you? You want to know what a Savior I want? I've got compassion for you.
I got one that when the church gets in travail, gets in trouble, gets down in sorrow and grief and pain, he hears. The Lord was grieved for them. But I'm going to tell you something. He knew what he was doing all the way to Bethany.
He was going to bring one up from the dead. He wasn't just going down there to mourn. He wasn't just going down there to weep. They got his attention. They troubled him. And when they got a hold of him, he brought to pass their sorrow. I promise the church, we can not there for a night. Joy is coming in the morning. You get a hold of the Master and you trouble him, David. I've seen it happen. This pew will be lined up with woods. Hey, far as you can see. I serve the living God. He told me so very well. You priests, you ministers. He wants you weeping between the porch and the altar. We need to cry out on your people's behalf. Let the Lord give us what we need to do. He will say all the things. Pray for him.
They ain't nothing. Nothing impossible with God when his people gets the trouble in him.
I believe that. You don't know that. Lazarus wasn't breathing when the Lord got him up. You show me anything any more impossible than that. That's my God. That's the one that said, hey, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Praise God. And the resurrection went. And he expressed it with an outcry. He groaned. If our Lord and Savior David knew, first to die, to weep, I can't weep. I can't weep. If you can't, I dwell with the love of God in you. We ain't got that spirit to pray for them that despitefully use us even. Ain't gonna say you'll like everybody, like everything. You pray for them. That's the word of our Savior. Willing. Willing to be troubled with a column. Don't something wake you up about to head. This is wet. Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end. The man you need to hold him. Oh, the finisher of my. The one that was there in the beginning and said, let us create man in our image. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, and he wept for me. Since we troubled him. But here, if you wanted to do like this, and you saw God deliver him, and then pain to lay down, and then pain to quit, and then pain to call in dollars, and still be there, and still more pain. Thank others. He's been by the head of the Hebrews. I believe it. He believed it. I'm going to tell you what. There's no parents and heavy loads. Let's wait for him. There's others that's carrying. Hey, they're carrying their children. They're carrying their grandchildren. They're carrying their wives. They're carrying their husbands. They're carrying their friends. Hey, let's wait for them, all right? Let's get between the porch and the altar and call on God. Let's trouble him a little bit. It's possible. So far, that's just the truth of it. We bear burdens only so far. Hey, when Jesus shows up, just show him where you lay him. He'll do the rest. Amen. Wait between the porch and the altar. He'll take over when he gets to the altar. We do the work in his book. Now I'm going to tell you what. When Jesus waits, when he groans, That's the place to get ready to happen. That precious two little words. Jesus. Yeah. And what you said this morning, help me take the fire to my faith in me. I sat down there and said, I'm going to tell my testimony to my little daughter-in-law. You know what we did? We went to you. Because we went back to a time when I was dead. The most times I tell my testimony, I don't go all the way back to it today. Go home quickly, just far back to it. I was dying, and there was nothing nobody could do. They tried everything. I'm glad to have my grave closed. It's all over. It's calling in the preacher. That's what we're saying. It's calling in the preacher, David. This is it. Brother Henry was head to my house. He could say a few words before I left this world. And everybody else. But that wasn't me, right? Doctors couldn't figure it out. They didn't give up. They didn't know what to do. They didn't want to come by. You heard the weeping from a little prayer. But Robinson Cove heard a good man of God that loved me enough that I believe every night of his life that he made the Lord right. And when the weeping went on, you know who's going in there? Weeping got to take the place, James, in that little old bedroom. A little boy that didn't know how to pray. Didn't know how to ask nobody to save you. Didn't know how to do nothing. All I know to do was in the man of God's hand. You'll have to call on it. You'll have to believe. All I know to do is put my faith in the name of Jesus. Amen. And all the tears and all the sorrow. There's plenty of glory that night. But he said, Lazarus come forth. That night, he picked up the stone over in the doorway. And Jesus said, come forth, dear man. And then he asked, come forth. You know why that happened? Well, somebody loved me enough to do it. Somebody loved me enough to trouble Jesus. And Jesus loved you enough to weep for me. And now I wish you could weep for me. Oh, thank you, brother. Jesus loved me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they only let His glory. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. He loves me. He loves me enough. He don't come where I was at.
see every other lamb, every other animal that was ever sacrificed up to the day when Christ came on Calvary's cross. Every other animal that ever happened in that life. The only way that he was sacrificed, that was him. He made that place a place of resurrection. And the way I did, he resurrected from that.
And because he lives, I can live.
It takes us getting back to heaven again, to get our people to God. Get me sorry. Get me weak. They didn't like the journey. They didn't. They hated the journey. They hated the struggle. They hated the sacrifice. They hated all they had to go through, but they wanted the deliverance. They didn't have to walk through the sorrows. He did. We don't have to live. We do. And those that are going through the time of God, we live in the heart. And they think the anger of God, I'm going to tell you what, they get rid of the love of the country. And you see them, you're going to look at the fight. Now, if you fight, and you start looking for your day of pleasure, if you rise up to play, then the Lord sends you deliverance.
You're gonna get his wrath stirred up.
You need to be willing to walk through the hard times. Stay in during the hard times. And not pet cut tail and run for the next shout.
That's the one thing you can give.
Mary and Martha. And all the things. Jesus may not have come where they thought he should have come. They didn't run him off when he showed up, did they? They were still right there. Grieving, mourning, and weeping. Kept singing that song of life. I ain't seen that. I ain't seen it. I ain't seen it. Come on, sign it. Man, I'm not there. You did. All the time. I ain't seen it. You didn't see something about Sunday morning. You didn't see a fire coming up by the side. And then I walked in my. He ain't pursued you. He's with you all the way, even at the end. You know what you heard last week, Coach? You heard your mother. How did you get to that way more clear? You thought he was with you. Huh? He's with you. Tell me what you're doing. You know what he did? He didn't walk another step by herself. She got in trouble. She got weeping. She got into walking with the boys. Her object. And the next thing she saw was the resurrection of the one she never thought she could see again.
You got in trouble.
He's grown with you, church. And now he's walking with you. Just keep away from you. And then you lay down. That makes sense. He won't do it just right along. I could have never gotten it from him.
All I had was Jesus wept. That's all I needed.
Many times, We don't think they got nothing like it. Who was it? It's what the Lord does in the world tonight. Jesus is the Lord. The shortest verse in your life. Trust me. That's what the Lord gave me.